The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. How's it going, guys? My name is DJ Fig, and welcome to episode 8 of the Triple P Podcast. For this episode, I've been blessed by interviewing Odyssey from Cinema by the Campfire. I have known Odyssey my whole life, and he's one of the guys I go to have a conversation with him regarding this specific movie genre. With his mastery in this specific movie genre, I'm going to switch things up in this podcast and ask him a few questions about his favorite movie genre, which is, drumroll please, anime films. Yes, anime films. And here is Odyssey.
Hey guys, I'm Odyssey. If you've not checked my podcast out, well, I talk about movies I think are pretty important in the industry. So yeah, check it out.
Okay, Odyssey, thank you for being here. And let's get started with this interview. My first question is, can you tell the people what anime films are a whole?
Well, anime films are any form of animation made in Japan. If you're living in Japan, it's pretty much their cartoon. And all the people living in Japan treat anime like how us people living in America treat cartoons. Unlike US animations, most anime films are based on manga. If you don't know what manga is, it's a comic book made in Japan. So yeah, those are the anime films. They're simply animations made from Japanese producers.
Interesting. I find it kind of unique how Japan has their style, and it leads me to my next question for you, which is, what sparks your interest in anime, and why do you think a lot of people like it? I know that anime culture in America is huge, but why don't some people from America stick to their Western animations?
That's a good question, Fig. What sparked my interest is that I just enjoy the animation, because I'm a big fan of the medium. I also enjoy the stories. The stories are something you don't see in the Western animation films. Anime is just abundant and something that interests me when watching something. As for people loving anime, I would say that there are three points: diversity, themes, and art style. Although I somewhat believe that the art style is one of the major reasons why most people do not watch anime, the art style is kind of childish and exaggerated. Something very different from what we're used to seeing. But this is also the reason why the genre has grown in the way that it has. For many people, it's that childish art style that brings them back to anime. It's nostalgic. Yet the themes of most anime are not toward children. I would say that most anime target teens or adults, and often deal with a variety of different subject matters, like the loss of a loved one, like the anime Your Lie in April, weakness, and even bullying, like a silent voice. Anime has the power to include any type of genre, which is what I love about it. You can think of any subtopic, and there'll be an anime based on it. There's anime for just about every situation out there, and that's why I think people love anime. Anime is an incredible genre because it pulls people in with the nostalgia of art, of cartoons, then tries to teach them something. Most anime don't treat their viewers like children. They teach adult lessons and try to make you look at conflicts in a different manner.
Dang. Wow. That was really well said, Odyssey. I didn't think that there was something more to why people love anime that much. I thought it was just something people like. With your answer, I can ask you this question. What's so different about these Western animations compared with anime? Why do so many people look at the two differently?
That's a great question, Fig. I remember asking myself this question a while back, and I researched into it. I believe that there's one big difference between Western and Eastern animation, besides the style, and that is how they display emotion. Western animation tends to put the character as a central point of the emotional drama, while anime uses the situations that the characters find themselves in as what stirs the emotions of the audience. Conveying emotion with circumstances allow the viewer to more easily place themselves into the situation that the protagonist might find themselves in. And this brings out a reaction of empathy, I would say. Us anime viewers can relate to the struggle of those challenges. Creating emotion through characters can create a powerful bond that resonates with the audience, like me.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Can you give me like an example of that though?
Yeah, sure. Like, in A Silent Voice, which is an anime I really enjoyed, I really like this movie because the producers directed it in a way where I can relate to the main character, which was bullying. Us viewers enjoy films that can definitely relate to the viewer, and that's why I feel that throughout my experiences, anime has done a great job in doing, rather than Western animation. From watching Western animations, I feel that there's no bond created between the viewers. An example of this would be SpongeBob. I felt that I didn't create a bond with the characters.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on. So thanks for explaining what anime really is. So for my podcast, we usually compare two movies of the same genre from the past, usually from like 20 to 30 years ago, and a movie from the present. So I'll just tell you the movies we will compare about because I feel that it's important to get your input because I consider you a master in knowledge of all types of anime.
Thank you.
Okay, the movies we will be comparing are one of your favorites, I know. One is A Spirited Away, which was made in 2001, and Your Name, which is made in 2017.
Yes. I love both of those movies. I have a lot to say about them.
Okay, my first question will be about Spirited Away. What did you think of Spirited Away? I listened to your episode and was intrigued by the way you emphasized on the film as a whole. I'll give a quick synopsis so you guys know what Odyssey is talking about. So the film is about Chihiro and her parents stumbling upon a seemingly abandoned amusement park. After her mother and father are turned into giant pigs, Chihiro meets the mysterious Haku, who explains that the park is a resort for supernatural beings who need a break from their time spent in the earthly realm, and that she must work there to free herself and her parents. Okay, Odyssey, I'll give you the spotlight and tell me how do you feel about this movie. I feel that you have a lot to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this movie is by far one of my favorite anime films to watch. Spirited Away. Wow. One thing that really made me like it even more was the music. Spirited Away specifically has always been known for that iconic sound. You get that vibe of a typical summer day. There are times where the movie plays keys from the piano that play, and it's hard to describe, but it's comforting, you know. It kind of sets the tone of what to expect for the film. We as an audience know that this is a movie, but the music helps us enter the world in a way. And it's not just the music, the sounds of the world. Nothing sounds exaggerated. It's all natural to the environment. It truly captivates the beauty and wonder that is seen through the animation. It's like something you could sleep or study with. There's many adjectives to describe the music, but you just have to listen to it yourself to truly get the experience I'm only describing to you. It just doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, that's true. As for the story, how did you feel about the story?
So, the movie is not really known for the story. It's pretty much a girl getting stuck in a different world she's in, and she's pretty much just trying to get back home. I felt that the plot heavily puts focus on world-building aspect. The director, Miyazaki, pretty much just wanted to make an anime that seems as realistic as possible, despite the fact that it is an animation film. Also, the Chihiro grows as a person to save her family and friends, and we see her grow. But she starts out just like anybody else. Even the characters in this movie start off as slow, but grow softer as we get to know them. But to be honest, Miyazaki uses the animation medium to its fullest potential, not wasting a single frame, and created a unique experience that you cannot find anywhere else. It's definitely a must-watch if you haven't already. I know you haven't seen it, Fig, but I'm talking to your listeners. The movie has stunning visuals, beautiful music, and great storytelling. It puts me in a different world when watching it. Sets the bar high for anime films.
Wow. I'm glad I asked you this. Knowing you for so long, we never really talked about this film, and I could say that I somewhat agree with you. There's something about this movie that puts you in a different realm. Alright, moving on. Let's talk about Your Name. We talked about this in the past, and I remember you mentioning it being a really great movie. What were your thoughts on this film? Hold on. Before you answer, Odyssey, I'll give a quick synopsis to the audience real quick so people understand what you're talking about throughout his answers. So this film is pretty much about two teenagers who share a profound, magical connection upon discovering they are swapping bodies. Things manage to become even more complicated when the boy and the girl decide to meet in person. So here's Odyssey.
Yes. I was hoping you would ask me about this. This movie is very different to Spirited Away. There's something incredibly unique about this film that I've honestly never seen in live-action movies or animation films in general. I found it very interesting in the fact that the plot is about two characters swapping bodies from each other, but overall, one that captured me the most was the music. The soundtracks they used attracted me, and I feel that if it weren't for the soundtrack used in some of the scenes, I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. Although this movie is really good, I enjoyed Spirited Away more. I felt that I had more to say about Spirited Away because its uniqueness, and Your Name has pretty similar ideas to different animes.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing different to Your Name to any other anime. That brings me to my next question. How would you compare the two? You mentioned that you like Spirited Away more. How come?
Well, to be honest with you, Fig, I'm not a fan of comparing these two movies. I would say that these two movies are so different in anime in a way that you can't really compare them story-wise. But what's similar to both is the success they had. Both films were very successful. From my time in asking many anime lovers about these movies, they would say both were very good. What's also similar to me personally is that the soundtracks they used worked perfectly well in it. Fig, you should definitely use the soundtracks of both movies as your bed music.
Thanks, Odyssey, for the idea. I might take that offer. Thank you again for allowing me to interview you. Your master in anime truly allows us listeners to get a bigger idea of Spirited Away and Your Name. Personally, I didn't really knew there was more to it, and I'm glad I asked you these questions. Do you want to end us off?
Sure. I'm not really used to ending off someone's podcast. I'm used to mine, but I'll give it a shot. Thanks. Thanks for listening to my interview and allowing me to display my thoughts on anime as a whole on the Triple P podcast. As I said, once again, I'm Odyssey. My podcast is Cinema by the Campfire. you want to check me out. Fig, I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Goodbye, goodbye.
Thank you, Odyssey. Again, I'll see you guys with another episode.